Hello and welcome to the Personal Development School podcast. I'm your host, Thais Gibson, and I create regular podcast episodes to teach you about your relationships, attachment style, and the subconscious mind. My goal of this podcast is to give you tools and awareness you need to thrive in your relationships, feel deeply connected, and find harmony and fulfillment in your relationships and personal life. So I hope you tune in here with me each and every week. I want to talk a little bit about the dismissive avoidant and their shadow. So again, this is one of my favorite topics. I get so excited every time I record one of these videos. But what we'll talk a little bit about is just at a very high level what shadow work is and where it comes from. And then we will dive into a little bit about how to actually work through your shadow and integrate. Actually, we'll stay more on point of like what the core parts of the dismissive avoidant shadow are, what really common components are, and then a little bit about what you can do around it. So before I dive into all of this, we have a very in-depth shadow work course inside of our school, along with like a whole bunch of really in-depth resources in terms of what shadow work is, a workbook, everything to sort of take you through the process. So shadow work is Carl Jung's work. He basically talks about how we repress traits or qualities within ourselves into our subconscious because we fear the expression of them because of potentially painful consequences. And usually these painful consequences are experiences we've had in the past. So for example, it could be that you expressed your emotions as a dismissive avoidant growing up, and that was shamed or rejected or looked on as being weak. And so you built in negative associations emotionally to the trait of vulnerability. And then you go, okay, I have to repress this part of myself. Now, the denser our shadow is, the lower our self-worth will feel. Also, the denser our shadow is, the more we're going to be attracted to those things, the expressions in people outside of us. Or we're going to be like very irritated by those things if we think that they're bad, okay? It's really interesting, right? Because our subconscious mind is always trying to seek this like wholeness. And so if we repress parts of ourselves, then our subconscious mind is going to try to find it outside of us if we're not allowing ourselves to see it inside of us. And this is one of three major factors that influences how we feel attracted to other people. And then if there's repressed traits that we think are good, like maybe we've changed our beliefs about over time or emotional associations towards, or we just thought that we couldn't be this way and somebody is that way, then we're going to have our golden shadow where we're going to have more intense infatuation or attraction on a positive note. But even in like these covert ways, our subconscious mind can be attracted to the things in other people that we think are bad, but at a deeper level, it's not bad because it's homeostatic if we form a hole through that person, if that makes sense, right? So your subconscious is tricky that way. It'll sort of seek these different ways of getting its needs met. So dismissive avoidance specifically, some of the major things that tend to show up in their shadow are things like when people are expressing emotions, obviously, right? When people are very selfless, when people are very giving, when people are anxious, it's part of their shadow. They're in this like anxious relationship with themselves a lot, constantly like worrying about their alone time, worrying about, it's like, you know how the anxious preoccupied worries about their time with the dismissive? The dismissive is often worrying about their time with themselves, right? And I don't want to say that they're like sitting judging anxious individuals because it's really not much different. Like everybody has a relationship shadow and the anxious could be judging the dismissive from the other viewpoint. But everything that they tend to get irritated by in the anxious is usually something that they're doing in their own relationship to themselves in some form. So like this excessive need to spend time together at times, right? The neediness that can show up to a certain degree. They're like that in the relationship to themselves in their own time. The things that they really are attracted to or like the support and things like that, that's usually a repressed trait that they actually have to come and bring into balance. It's out of balance to a certain degree within the relationship to themselves. So basically, when you're looking for your shadow, you're looking for a few key components. You're looking for where is a trait either out of balance and it needs to be brought back into balance or equilibrium. So for example, maybe sometimes dismissives can be a little bit selfish or at least present that way. And it can be because they're so focused on their own needs. And then others around them, right, tend to show that and be very supportive and focus on their needs too. Right? So there can be a part of you that has to integrate more self Listness, selflessness, if you are dismissive avoidant, and actually practice giving and learning that it's safe to give. And it's not like you're like this bad, selfish person if you're the dismissive avoidant watching this. What it is that you usually have felt like you were living in fight or flight and in survival mode, and everybody becomes a more sort of hoarded, guarded version of themselves when they're in fight or flight mode. And so there's a need to keep your materials and resources and keep things close because you don't know what's going to happen. And so part of the trait integration can be actually the selflessness, right? Being more supportive in the relationship to yourself emotionally, integrating your own emotions as a whole, right? Sometimes that emotionality that bothers you and others, or the neediness that others have for one another, that's actually healthy attachment as long as it's in balance. It's when there's an over-reliance or over-dependency that can become codependent, but a lack of any dependency is also taking you away from healthy interdependence, which is what we're striving for. So these are some really core manifestations that show up in the dismissive avoidant. And the dismissive avoidant is going to be triggered by those behaviors in other people until or fall in love with them. It can go one of two ways, right? Based on their emotional associations woven in there. But you're going to feel that pull or that draw until you have that healthy homeostasis and balance. And that pull or draw can also be like people seeing you as a huge part of the dismissive avoidant pull. Like if you feel seen, because you're usually not seeing yourself. And so that can be huge, and you can feel very attracted and pulled towards that. Also, if people are making you feel significant or like you matter, that's like a huge one, because usually you're not making your own emotional needs matter. You make your survival needs matter, but not your emotional needs. And so there's a difference, and it's really important to recognize that and do the work around that. And until that happens, all these situations externally are going to keep sort of rubbing you the wrong way. And there's a really beautiful quote from Rumi, and he's clearly talking about sort of shadow work, or these principles, I guess, probably before shadow work was ever born in the first place. But he has a quote, and he says, "If I'm irritated by every rub, how will I ever be polished?" And, you know, all of those rubs, all those pieces of friction and frustration are there to wake us up and to recognize these parts of ourselves that have been fragmented or repressed into the subconscious and displaced or exiled. And we're here to love these things, to bring them back into the whole, to reach a space of homeostasis again within ourselves, so that we can be the more joyous, open, harmonious versions of ourselves, both inwardly and externally in our relationships. So I hope that this all makes sense. I absolutely love this topic. Let me know if you have any other questions about it. And thank you so much for being here. Please like, share, and subscribe. And I will see you in the next video. So I have some exciting news, which is that we are doing $1,000 off of our lifetime membership sale to the Personal Development School, which means you get access to literally everything at PDS for your entire rest of your life. Essentially, that entails all of our different courses you have lifetime access to. I do four live webinars a week, every single week. You can access them ongoing, and you get access to all of our daily community events permanently. So literally access to everything at the PDS platform forever. And if you're looking to find community, you're looking to connect with like-minded people who are also working on their relationships, care about emotional connection and healing, we've got all those different events. And if you just want the security of that ongoing support and connection whenever you need it, that's just on demand, that is there for you. We have that 24/7 sort of component, because you can post in our specific chat channels, connect with other community members. And we literally have so many people from across the world supporting each other, helping each other out, and most importantly, really becoming securely attached and seeing the results. So I'd love to see you on the other side, and you can access it by using the link in the description box below.